The market in 2023 is forcing investors to be buttoned up and review their financial portfolios like never before. Trusted friends of the Todd Stern Show, Legacy Precious Metals, they can help to advise you on the best options to invest in gold and silver, which both provide stability in times of market crisis. I know this company well, so speak directly to an IRA expert at Legacy Precious Metals by calling 866-528-1903 or download their free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com. Welcome to the Todd Stern Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Hello, all you beautiful people out there, and welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I just want to say something. All is well with the world. The arc of the universe is pointed in the right direction. I don't know what that means. But you know why there's a smile on my face? Yes, there is mass calamity happening across America. Yes, we're living in Memphis, Tennessee, and we're broadcasting behind a fortified, heavily fortified bunker. And yes, Joe Biden is still president of these United States. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited to announce that Grace Baker, the executive producer of this radio program, is back in town from Chicago.
I'm alive. I'm in one piece. Grace, one war zone to the next.
This makes me very happy. Very happy.
I'm happy too, Todd.
I know Mr. Producer has a great job up there.
He does.
And we tried to get him fired. We did. But
I heard of some rumblings.
Yeah. I've got an alibi. but we are so happy to have you back with us. I know our listeners are going to be excited. So when you call in today, you're going to hear the voice of Grace Baker.
Yes, the very southern voice that's been pointed out by Midwesterners multiple times.
What accent?
That's what I said. I'm like, y'all, what are you talking about?
Come on, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
Sweet mercy.
Goodness gracious.
Bless your heart.
I know. I tell them, bless their hearts. They don't know what I'm talking about.
I love it. All right. So I'm assuming we're going to have callers today, but pretty much everybody's going to be calling to talk to you.
And ask about Merlot.
How is Merlot doing?
She's good. She didn't know quite what to think about snow, but now it's spring, so all is well.
I understand.
Also, people keep trying to get me to try barbecue up there, and I didn't have barbecue the whole time I was gone.
And then I came back
here and ate at the wonderful commissary.
There you go.
It's delicious.
I love it. All right. Now, Grace Baker is back with us. Dylan is running our board today, and all is well with the world. Well, not really. Folks, it's a mess out there, and I want to start with this crazy, crazy story out of New York City. Now, one of the things you're going to get from us on this program is straight shooting in more ways than one. But I will say this, the narrative that you're hearing about this black man who was killed on the subway by a white U.S. Marine veteran is not true. And so today I'm going to give you the narrative, the real story about what happened in that subway car. Now, we have the video of the altercation on the live show blog. So if you go right now to toddstearns.com, you'll be able to watch for yourself. And I encourage you to watch this video. And my question is very simple. Do you believe the Marine veteran, the decorated Marine veteran, should be arrested and charged with a crime? So here's the backstory. There's a guy by the name of Jordan Neely. He is a homeless man, aged 30. Now, the mainstream media is portraying this individual as some sort of a sweet, innocent young man who was just down on his luck. They're portraying him as a subway entertainer and a Michael Jackson impersonator. That's what they want you to believe, that he wouldn't hurt a fly, Jordan Neely. And out of nowhere, you had this U.S. Marine veteran go in and just put the guy in a chokehold and ended up killing the guy. The New York City Medical Examiner has declared Neely's death a homicide. Whether or not the guy is going to be charged, the Marine veteran is going to be charged, we do not know. But I'm telling you this, all hell is breaking loose in New York City, and there could be violence in the streets over this. because they're portraying this as a white guy just goes up and kills a black guy in New York City. That's the narrative here. But that is the wrong narrative. Now, this guy, Jordan Neely, is anything but a saint. He is a very bad man. He had been arrested 42 times since 2013. 42 times. You're not going to hear that in the mainstream media reporting. As a matter of fact, at the time of his death, he had an active warrant out for his arrest. You might wonder, well, what did the guy do? Did he forget to pay subway fare? Did he jaywalk? No, this guy, this sweet, innocent little fellow, brutally beat up an elderly grandmother, age 67 years old. That's the real story here. So as we know what the events that transpired on this subway car, Mr. Neely was going person to person. He was threatening people. He was terrorizing people. And look, it is so dangerous in New York City. You don't know who's going to come after you. And how many times have we shared stories with you about just folks minding their own business on the subway, and the next thing you know, they've got a butter knife sticking through their chest? I mean, it is incredibly dangerous right now in New York City. So this guy's running around threatening to hurt people, to kill people, and finally you have a man, a grown man, who intervened. Because in a lot of these cases in New York City, you'll have an innocent woman being beaten on the subway and people won't do anything. Won't do a single thing. And they turn a blind eye. And you want to know why people are turning a blind eye? Because they don't want to be arrested for doing the right thing. So look, we don't know what's going to happen here. But I'm telling you, Ayanna Pressley, the Congress chick, she's already accusing the white Marine of lynching someone. Man, they love to use that lynching term, don't they? She was, here's what she posted, and she posted a video. She posted a video of Jordan Neely as a Michael Jackson impersonator dancing on a subway car. And here's what she wrote. He was 30 years old. Black men deserve to grow old, not to be lynched on a subway because they were having a mental health crisis. Jordan deserved better accountability now. I got a question for Ayanna Pressley. Why didn't you post the video of sweet, innocent little Jordan beating up and smacking around the elderly grandmother? Why didn't you do that, you disgusting race hustler? Shame on you. But she's not the only one. Folks, I'm telling you, it's Ayanna Pressley and AOC and Al Sharpton. They're the ones that are rustling up the lynch mob. So AOC says Jordan Neely was murdered. But because Jordan was houseless and crying for food in a time when the city is raising rents and stripping services to militarize itself, while many in power demonize the poor, the murderer gets protected with passive headlines and no charges. It's disgusting. What is she talking about, militarize? People are literally getting robbed and beaten and killed in broad daylight on the streets of New York City. And people are demanding action. So when she talks about militarized, she's talking about police on the street. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, they may very well arrest this Marine to keep New York City from burning. My question is, do you see anything wrong with what this Marine did? Nobody knew what was going to happen. And should we have waited? Should we have waited for, I don't know, should Jordan Neely been allowed to smack around some woman on the subway car before the Marine intervened? The Marine is trained to recognize danger. He saw danger, and he went and he confronted the bad guy. That's what I see happening here. And for Ayanna Pressley, the congresswoman, you know what? New York City subway passengers deserve the right to grow old, too. They don't deserve to be beaten. They don't deserve to be attacked. Unbelievable. Now, what's interesting here is that New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, is weighing in on all of this. First of all, he went after AOC for condemning the U.S. Marine, cut number 11.
So one of the reasons that this story is really hitting a nerve is because this man appeared to be having mental health issues. This is something that you've talked a lot about. But I want to read to you. This is a response from the comptroller, Brad Lander. He tweeted this: New York City is not Gotham. We must not become a city where mentally ill human can be choked to death by a vigilante without consequence. There's also this from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic congresswoman. She said, Jordan Neely was murdered. What is your response to what they're saying here?
Well, both the congresswoman and the controller, the controller is a citywide leader. And I don't think that's very responsible at the time where we're still investigating the situation. Let's let the DA conduct his investigation with the law enforcement officials. To really interfere with that is not the right thing to do. And I'm going to be responsible and allow them to do their job and allow them to determine exactly what happened here.
Folks, I'm shocked to hear the New York City mayor talking like this, but good for him. He also went on to talk about the actual incident itself. Cut number 13.
Each situation is different, and how a passenger, we have so many cases where passengers assist of the riders, and we don't know exactly what happened here until the investigation is thorough. And each situation is different. I was a former transit police officer, and I responded to many jobs where you had a passenger assist someone. And so we cannot just blatantly say what a passenger should or should not do in a situation like that. We should allow the investigation to take its course.
So here's the question here, folks. What would you have done? Men in the Todd Stern Show listening audience, what would you have done? You saw this guy terrorizing your fellow passengers, and you step in to intervene. What would you have done? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is a bad dude, and we're going to go through some of his criminal record. You need to hear, this is going to be a big story nationwide, and I want to make sure our audience, you guys are armed with the full story, not the narrative coming out of the mainstream media. This is how the New York Daily News is actually portraying this story. This is the actual lead sentence from the New York Daily News coverage. Love of Michael Jackson was a bright spot for Jordan Neely as he struggled with autism and the loss of his mother. So does that give you a right to go around punching out 67-year-old grandmas? Does that give you a right? And by the way, he's had four previous arrests for assault. Does that give you the right to go and terrorize people on the subway? I don't think so. By the way, here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul talking about this. Cut number 12.
The video of the man who was killed in a chokehold on the subway here in New York City this week. The man who put him in the chokehold was released without charges. I wanted to get your take. If you've seen the video, if you think the man who put him in the chokehold should have been released without charges. And I know it kind of gets into this broader people's question of subway safety, and if people felt unsafe. The man did not seem to be acting violent. So I just want to get your take.
No, and again, one element we have not talked about is the $1 billion investment we have in mental health services, so we don't have people who are in our, you know, are homeless in our subways, many of them in the throes of mental health episodes, and that's what I believe are some of the factors involved here. And no, people, there's consequences for behavior, and I look at it more closely to find out whether the state has a role. People who've been out on parole have different consequences, and a judge can make a decision on whether to hold someone, or a DA can make a decision to charge them. But in a case where someone is on parole, then the state has an ability, as we've done before in more serious cases, to ensure that someone is held during pending the outcome of the episode. But no, that was deeply disturbing, and that causes a lot of fear in people. And actually, the mayor and I are working so hard to restore that sense of safety. We have the cameras on the subways. We have more police officers. We're assisting with overtime. We've been doing so much. And the numbers have been improving. The number of crimes on subways has been declining. And I don't want people to feel anxious again when something like that comes to light. It is deeply disturbing.
So I got to give credit to the Washington Post here. They've done a pretty good job of outlining exactly what happened. And they say that Neely was terrorizing this train. It happened on the F train. Witnesses say he was acting in a hostile and erratic manner. He said he was screaming, "I don't mind going to jail and getting life in prison. I'm ready to die." So what would you do in that situation, men and ladies of the Todd Starnes radio show audience? What would you do? By the way, again, just to show you how insane it was on that train, while the Marine, who has not been identified, he had the guy in the chokehold for about 3 minutes. Then when the guy lost consciousness, he laid him on the side. So it wasn't some sort of just throwing the body, laid the guy on his side. Two other riders, meanwhile, were helping to restrain the guy, while passengers and the train operator were calling the police, and it took 15 minutes for the cops to get there. So this was a horrifying scene. And yet Al Sharpton and AOC and Ayanna Pressley are putting together a lynch mob, and they're ready to go after this guy, and they want this Marine thrown in jail. All right, we're going to go right to your calls. Got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. What would you have done? Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. That's legacypminvestments.com, or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. And more importantly, what do you think ought to happen to this Marine? We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us. Unbelievable. Somebody said, I don't know what's going on with Starnes. How can you be so heartless? I'm not being heartless. The guy's been arrested 42 times. I'm just saying. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Murph in Germantown, listening to us on our flagship station, KWAM. Hey, Murph, what's going on?
Dr. Starnes, glad GB is back.
Isn't it? Great. You know, it's a good day in the 901, as they say.
Yes, sir. Like a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
Anyway, in relation to this discussion you're having, Nancy and I were in New York City. It's been 25 or 35 years ago, in front of the Grand Hyatt Hotel. I think it's on 35th Street. I can't remember, but it's not a cheap neighborhood. And we had a very, very similar incident with a lost soul sitting on sidewalk with a piece of wood in his hand that looked like about a 10-inch knife. And we're walking by, and he starts literally assaulting this grandmother. So yours truly jumped in there, got him away, and then the guy that was running the magazine stand said, "Get the you-know-what out of here. You're bad for business." And he ran him off. People need to understand that mentally ill people are dangerous. We have mental illness in our family, and it is dangerous. Okay? Now, that's unfortunate that those people have mental health issues, but that does not relieve them of assaulting someone or attacking someone in any way, shape, or form. And one more comment, when this was on the news last night, I don't know where these networks get these women announcers, with all due respect to Grace Baker. But this lady kept calling this guy a former Marine. There are no former Marines. And this guy did a stalwart job of protecting his fellow citizens. I don't know how long he's been in the Corps, but he has stood watch for us for probably 4 to 6 to 8 years while we enjoy the liberties of the United States of America.
Yeah. Well said, Murph.
So to punish this guy for protecting himself, where are we going?
Yeah.
So I'll leave it with that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, Murph. And it's a great question to ponder as we go to break here. It looks to me like this Marine did what he was trained to do. He neutralized the threat. And he did so, and quite frankly, in a compassionate way. I mean, it's unfortunate the guy died. But you know what? When you terrorize people, anything goes. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show.
If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why? It's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products. Everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/STARNS. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS and use the promo code STARNS or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/STARNS or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code STARNS.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Man, what a mess in San Francisco. Oh, it is. It's terrible. Just terrible. So there have been about 24 businesses, and we're talking about high-end stores of places like Anthropologie and Gap. Is that still high-end? I mean, it's popular, I guess. Whole Foods. Oh, definitely. High-end and organic. And Nordstrom announcing they're shutting down their 2 downtown locations. And the reason why is because of crime, just out of control crime in San Francisco. And nobody wants to do anything about it, right? And then when you try to do something about it, well, you get arrested or you get, you know, thrown in jail. Something happens. Anyway, there's a horrible story. This is from San Francisco, and the San Francisco Standard has the story. There was an incident at a Walgreens where a security guard was trying to stop a shoplifter, and the shoplifter just went insanely bonkers and then attacked the security guard. So the security guard had a gun, shot and killed the shoplifter. The name of the dead shoplifter, Banco Brown. Well, it turns out that Banco Brown is transgender. And the trans community there in San Francisco, these people are slap crazy, insane, bonkers crazy. And so they are demanding that the security guard be arrested. By the way, and they're making a big deal about the skin color here. The victim is not only or the dead shoplifter is transgender and black. So you've got all sorts of activists that are raging mad. So I just want you to hear for yourself what they're having to deal with at the Board of Supervisors meetings. That's basically what they call their city council in San Francisco. And if you think things are bad at your city council, I mean, here in Memphis, we have a group called Defecate Memphis. And they're a bunch of rat. Oh, I'm sorry. De-escalate Memphis. That's what they call themselves. My apologies. But they're nowhere near the level of crazy and loony tune that's going on in the land of the fruits and the nuts. Cut number 14.
I hate a lot of people on this board for the reasons that led up to Banco Brown's death. So often I prepare something, maybe it's a little historical, you know, maybe a little poetic, whatever. There's a lot of performative people on this board who will say one thing in support of black people, homeless people, trans people, and then immediately stab you in the face, being racist, transphobic, anti-homeless. So I don't have any words prepared today. I just want you to feel our pain. I don't know if you can at this point based off your policy choices, but I have to pretend you have some form of empathy left. So I am going to spend the next minute screaming, because that is what is going on in here. That is what the trans genocide in this country, in this city, has brought me to. Imagine that.
I don't want to.
I hate this. I hate what you've done to us. I hate what you're doing to us. I hate you, Board of Supervisors. I hate you, London Breed. I hate you, Jenkins.
Your time has expired.
Hush up, boy.
My goodness. Wow. There you go. Geez, Alou. That actually happened during the middle of a city council meeting in San Francisco. All right. Nothing to see there, folks. Everything's hunky-dory in San Francisco.
And Todd, I watched the video. That lady looks like a dude. I mean, Joe Biden's not wrong, you know, when he said what he said.
Yeah. Hush up, boy. Yeah, so a trans activist, we think it's a woman pretending to be a guy.
So.
Okay,
I believe so.
It's hard to...
He's got her hair buzzed, okay?
Let me just say, pronouns unclear.
Yeah.
How's that?
To be determined.
So anyway, yeah, so instead of like cracking down, and it's a hard... Look, somebody losing their life is a tragedy, but all this stuff is really preventable. Don't shoplift. Don't terrorize people on a subway car. It's really that simple. Don't punch a grandma in her face. That's all. We're just trying to share helpful information. But these transgender folks, they are slap crazy nuts. I'm just telling you, that is a danger right there. And that's one of the reasons I suspect they will not release the manifesto of the trans terrorist who shot all those kids in Nashville. Whatever it is so awful and terrible. They do not want the general public to see it. And you know why? Because it would expose the ultimate agenda of these nutsos. I'm just telling you. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Anne is with us from WLOB in Maine. Hi, Anne. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mr. Stuntz. Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to let you know that not all people with mental illness are violent.
No, I don't think they are, but my goodness, they certainly go to that as the defense mechanism, don't they, Anne?
Yeah, and that's not fair to people like me, because I've been diagnosed with at least 5 mental illnesses, and I've been pretty well to do, and of course I got the good Lord on my side, so that helps.
So you haven't shot anything up, and you haven't beat anybody up on a subway car, Anne? Is that what you're telling me?
And I haven't screamed either.
that was bonkers. Well,
oh,
Anne,
yeah, I'll say. Well, that was like, what in the world is going on?
I hear you. All right, Anne, appreciate that call, and thanks for clarifying. And Anne raises a great point. It's just like whenever the kids go pillage and plunder. They're starving. And
identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
They go rob the Gucci stores, and what is it they tell us? These are just good kids. They're poor kids. They're hungry children. They have nothing. Okay. You know, that's simply not true. Most of these people are not coming from poor families. Poor people just don't go out and rob and pillage and plunder. And just because someone is poor does not make them a criminal. I mean, come on, people. Really? Jeez-a-loo. All right. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This was a very popular, I think it's appropriate to wrap up this segment with our good buddy Jim Gossett, who is standing by in the Todd Stern Show Honky Tonk, cut number 17.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. When you sound and look just like a man, that kid Dylan is really killing, but lighting a way they hadn't planned. Stand by your trans. Says he's now a female. He looks more like a she-male. The girl with something extra. Stand by your trans. Dylan needs more than makeup. He puts on all the blush he can. Stand by your trans.
All right, folks, if you're looking for some nice Mother's Day gifts, if your mom is conservative, she's going to love our daily biscuit devotions with a draw. You can get yourself a copy, signed copy, over at toddstearns.com. Also, pick up a Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug. That's a nice pairing, by the way. You get the book, you got the coffee mug, and you got a great gift. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Stephen, listening to us from Maine today. Hi, Stephen. What's on your mind?
How I am. Just commenting on the subway issue that happened about the Marine being questioned if he should be guilty or not.
Yes.
Sticking up for the grandmother. You know, in coming from Mass, you know, I'm listening to this show, driving to Maine, and listening to some of the comments coming back and forth with people. And, you know, there was a Good Samaritan law before, you know, COVID hit, and it's still, I believe, still in effect. And, you know, if somebody's threatening other humans on this train, and as humans, we should, you know, stick up for other people and try to help out as we can, especially an elderly grandmother. If he's trying to just defuse the situation and he has to go to the extreme of what this guy is trying to accomplish, you know, to defuse the situation, you know, he had to do what he had to do to make everybody safe, but now he's not a hero in everybody else's eyes. He's looked at as he murdered somebody. You know, it's just that they tried to help. They tried to call the police as soon as this was happening, and it took 15 minutes. But in Mass, you know, somebody could pull a gun on somebody, but then an innocent bystander shot them, but he would be a hero because he saved people's lives. You know, he saved his grandmother's life, but I can't believe that they're looking at him as, you know, he murdered.
So, Stephen, this, you know, a lot of people are trying to compare this to an incident that happened back in 1984 on a New York City subway where a white guy shot four black young men. You might remember this case, folks, the Bernard Goetz case. And okay. He said they were trying to rob him. All four of the teenagers survived. I think one was paralyzed, had brain damage. I don't know. But anyway, he actually fled the state because he was afraid he was going to be arrested. He was, actually, and charged four counts of attempted murder. He was found guilty of third-degree criminal possession of a gun, but not guilty on all the remaining cases. But so when you hear vigilante, they want you to think this is another Bernard Goetz case, but I don't think that's what it is. And it sounds to me like everybody on that subway car thought that U.S. Marine was a hero. And I think that's what a lot of, I think that's why the mayor is, I think the mayor has seen the video and the mayor has seen what really happened. Stephen, appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. And we always appreciate our first time callers. 844-747-8868. Now, Grace Baker, interesting story from Google UK. You know, they got their own version of Google over there.
Does it have an accent?
I think it does.
On the Siri?
Hello, governor. Hello.
Take a right.
Hello. Crumpet, would you like a spot of tea, governor?
I'll leave the accents to you.
Anyway, Google UK introducing a new style guide in the office. Maybe, do we even have a style guide?
Are we talking like
Gisaloo?
Outfits? Oh, yeah. We're talking about, okay, sorry, fashion's
not,
on the
we're
brain.
We're not talking about fashion.
I forget, I'm the only woman here.
No, we're talking about style
like
guide,
word
like
Bible.
Words. Yeah, a word Bible. Thank you. Very
yeah, we got Gisaloo, bless your heart, Baptist
mercy.
Martini.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we should have a list.
Get off my phone, you heathen liberal.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Google UK has a new style guide, and they're banning words that are gender specific. So they want to develop a non-binary language guide.
So like you can't say mailman?
No, you can't say mailman.
Oh.
So these are the prohibited words. You're not allowed to say you guys.
You guys?
You guys. You can't say that. When referring to a group of people, you have to use non-gendered language. So
y'all.
They say everyone or folks. I don't think the British can say y'all. It's something to do with the linguistics.
That's fair.
You're not allowed to say landlord. You have to say property owner.
Wait. Okay.
And you
okay.
can't say housewife.
Oh.
That's a big no-no.
House person?
No, stay-at-home spouse.
Oh, goodness.
There's got to be something. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
Also banned, the following words are now banned: black box, black hole, bonkers.
Bonkers.
Oh, yeah, you can't call, well, you can't call your coworkers, like, I've got a crazy bonkers coworker. You can't call them.
Oh, because it's mean.
Right. Or you can't call them chubby either. So if you got a big lardo.
Oh.
That's a big no-no.
Oh. A big no-no.
Mm-hmm. And apparently they have there's something called the dummy variable. Have you heard of this?
No.
I guess it's some sort of a mathematical equation to determine whether or not a coworker is a moron.
Oh.
So you're not allowed to say dummy variable.
Wow.
You can't say kill.
Okay.
You can't say mankind.
So I can't say like you're killing it, Todd.
No.
Oh.
That's a big no-no. Instead of mankind, you have to say person kind.
That's just, again, does not roll off the tongue.
You can't say mother.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft. But everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Board.
Motherboard?
Well, that's what they... And
what are you
I guess
supposed
it,
to call it?
I don't
it's
know.
A
I mean, that's
part.
The poor tech guys. You know, and they're
poor IT.
Anyway. I feel bad for them in IT, yeah. You can't say policeman.
Of course not.
And you can't say whitelist.
Of course.
Okay,
can you
a big
say... Matter. So, okay. Can you say yellow pages?
Ooh, that's good. I don't know. That could be offensive.
It might be really
to the
offensive.
Pacific Rim crowd.
It might be.
So there's a guy by the name of Nigel Mills. Nigel's kind of like Bubba here in the South.
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah.
It's not common here.
So anyway, Nigel Mills is a British Conservative Party lawmaker. Mm. He says, quote, this is just woke nonsense. I have to try to read this in the voice, but I don't know if I can get it. Hello, governor. This is just woke nonsense, I say. Good man.
That's pretty good.
I don't know where people from time, I don't know where people find the time to come up with this sort of thing, this rubbish. Who cares? We should not be ditching phrases and words used for generations just because some snowflakes might get impacted. Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Is that you, Piers Morgan?
Jolly old Piers Morgan.
Come on, people.
Silky Carlo, what a name, from Big Brother Watch. Is that the TV show or is that some other
thing? I don't think so. Isn't that like a dating show or something?
I guess so. Where y'all live in a house or something. Anyway, he says this is deeply intrusive. He says Google is not only reading every word you type, but telling you what to type.
That's a good point.
It's true. They say the speech policing is profoundly clumsy, creepy, and wrong. And reinforcing bias. And they're absolutely right.
I hate searching for stuff on Google and it says, this is changing rapidly. You know, now it filters everything you search.
Well, there you go. It is what it is. All right, folks, for all of mankind, we do this. Here at the Todd Stearns radio program, we offend and trigger lots of snowflakes across the fruited plain, and we're proud of it. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Happy to have you with us today. Interesting news from the world of Tucker Carlson. Share this little tidbit with you. So, Mediaite is reporting that Tucker Carlson is in talks with former President Trump to host a Republican forum. And we don't know if this will be some sort of a town hall. Other presidential candidates will be there. We're not sure. But that's the rumbling, is that Tucker Carlson is getting ready to hold some sort of a GOP presidential forum. And Trump sees this as a big thumb in the eye over at Fox News. And the question is, well, okay, would that violate whatever agreement Tucker has? But the reporting, and this is from the New York Post now, the New York Post reports Tucker Carlson may be willing to forfeit millions of dollars if he's able to publicly reestablish himself faster, because right now he's not able to say or really do much of anything. So we'll keep you updated on that development, but that ought to be a pretty entertaining thing. And by the way, that's one of the reasons I believe Trump is actually going on CNN next week. It's to stick it to Fox News. You watch and see how that plays out. All right, I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the 17th Congressional District in Florida, Congressman Greg Stube. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Yeah, you too.
Congressman, I want to get right to it. A lot of crazy topics. I know you're an Army veteran, but I would like to hear your take on this crazy story we shared with our audience yesterday. The Navy is platforming a drag queen influencer to attract young people into the military. What's your take on that?
Well, my first reaction is, in the world, and I can't say expletives on your radio show, is going on with our military? I mean, we've turned into like a circus sideshow, and you're trying to recruit to a demographic of people that don't. Yeah, these aren't the type of people that are going to put on a uniform and charge into battle up a hill in a machine gun nest. And the type of people that will do that are going to be completely turned off by the fact that you're trying to court, using drag queens, our Americans' best fighters. And all the while this is going on, our true enemies, China, Chinese Communist Party, Russia, are just sitting back and laughing at the wokeness, the progressiveness, and the complete transformation of our military that's happened in just the short time that Joe Biden has been president.
Yeah, we've had so many members of Congress who served in the military, and to a person, they are very concerned about our readiness and whether or not we're going to be capable of taking on an enemy like Russia or China. And this has me very concerned, and I suspect a lot of other Americans too, Congressman.
It should be. I mean, our nation's military should not be political, should not be about equality and transgenderism and drag queens and climate change and all of the other progressive ideologues that they're trying to push in and infiltrate our military. They should be about securing and safety of the American people, the American nation, and ensuring the ability to defend ourselves as a nation and to be aggressive in attack if necessary as a nation. And that's not what's happening anymore. And that's why recruitment numbers are down, because people that didn't want to have to be forced to take the COVID vaccine aren't signing up. People that don't want to be part of this woke progressive transgenderism that has been now influxed into our military, they don't want to have anything to do with that. So they don't want to be part of today's military force.
Congressman, another big story we've been following is, of course, the debt ceiling debate, and the Biden administration's coming out and saying that veterans benefits are going to be cut. And we've been through this, and it's certainly not true. And I know that you've been one of the more vocal folks out there. So I'm just going to cut to the chase here. Are you guys cutting veterans benefits?
Absolutely not. Again, another complete and outright lie from this Biden administration on what Republicans are actually doing. And if you have a doubt in what we are saying, then just read the bill and you'll see that there's nothing in there that discusses Veterans Affairs, veteran benefits. And in fact, I have a bill that I've worked on for the last several years that would actually increase the services that we give to our veterans and provide veterans TRICARE, any service-connected veteran who's over that 30% threshold and has the ability to use VA, can still use VA, or they would also get TRICARE and have the ability to go anywhere in their community, anywhere they need to go to get the health care they need when they need it. So Republicans are actually working to increase the benefits to our veterans community, certainly not taking them away. And the Biden administration will stop at nothing to try to change the discussion of what Republicans are doing to move our country forward. And they're just because they don't want to do anything and negotiate with us on the debt ceiling, they're just going to make up lies and then hope that the mainstream media just picks it up and runs with it.
I know your colleague, Congressman Mike Bost out of Illinois, says that this is outrageous. He says that the Democrats are using this as a political hammer. And it's beyond appalling, because you've got men and women who have served. They've got medical issues. And for the administration to be coming out and saying, well, we're going to cut, you know, the Republicans are going to cut veterans programs by 22%. That's unfair to those veterans. I mean, they're being victimized by the Biden administration.
They are being used as political pawns in a dispute that is 100% Republicans putting America first and cutting our ridiculous spending that we've had in Washington for years, and not just give okay and raise the debt ceiling for trillions upon trillions of dollars that the Democrats, when they had the Senate and the White House, have shoved through and put us more into debt. When I first got elected only 5 years ago, the deficit was $21 trillion, or the debt was $21 trillion. It is now $31 trillion that we're coming up against. The amount of record spending that the Democrats have.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Done. We have to cut spending, but we are absolutely not cutting anything as it relates to benefits to our veterans.
Wow. All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. I apologize that we just had a really bad phone connection, but we appreciate you coming on and standing firm on these big issues of the day, and especially for setting the record straight on what they're on this veteran spending. My goodness, what a shameful thing for the Democrats to do. Congressman, thank you. That, again, Congressman Greg Stube. And folks, we apologize. Just a bad phone connection. It happens every now and again. But you got the gist of what the congressman was saying. So all you folks concerned about the Republicans cutting veteran spending, it's not true. It's a flat-out lie. Flat-out lie. I mean, they just literally went out there and made something up. That's how evil and devious these people are. Unbelievable. All right, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Again, 844-747-8868. Now, I talk a lot about small businesses on this program, and there's a reason for that because, well, I happen to be one. And many small business owners tell me their biggest challenge is finding reliable job seekers who actually want to show up to work, who want to grow, who want to improve, and they don't bring their woke politics into the workplace. It is a huge, huge issue facing business owners. Well, that's why I use RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon.work pledges to pursue excellence in their workplace and create success for themselves and their employer. Every job seeker on RedBalloon.work has to do that. So when you go and you put a job posting there, you know that the workers are going to be rock solid. But again, they're not pledging allegiance to a bunch of liberal policies. So finding the right people, and you know this, can make or break your company's future. You can check out RedBalloon.work today. And by the way, you may be looking for a job and you don't want to work for one of those woke companies. Well, that's why you need to check out RedBalloon.work. And by the way, use my promo code STARNS. You're going to get 10% off your first month's job posting. That's promo code STARNS, or look for the link on our website in the live show blog. That's RedBalloon.work. We'll be right back. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, Grace.
Woo! Let's get it on.
All right. A little Marvin Gaye. What in the world are you doing here, Starnes, with Marvin Gaye? So we just had a big court decision, and this is big news coming out of New York City, Manhattan federal courtroom. There's been a lawsuit, and there's been a controversy over this copyright lawsuit. And we're talking, this is a major story, especially for the music world. Ed Sheeran had been sued because it was alleged that he had taken a part of Let's Get It On and fused it into his hit song, Thinking Out Loud. And I think we've got a little bit, we'll have that in just a second. But a verdict has been reached, and they found him not guilty. So he did nothing wrong. This lawsuit was filed back in 2017. This has been going on for a long time by the heirs of Marvin Gaye's co-writer. And, of course, this was Sheeran's hit was back in 2014.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet.
That's because she's fat? Is that?
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you.
Yeah, I'm not getting
till we're 70.
What about 80 or 90? Okay, well, there
baby
you go.
My,
so there's, it was a unanimous decision by the jury. They're like, what's going on here? Sheeran said he actually came up with the song, and it's about finding love at an old age. That's what he told the court, and he actually played some of it. He had his guitar in the courtroom, and he sang to the jurors. So there you go. Sheeran said the whole argument was, if I did what you're accusing me of, I'd be an idiot to stand in front of people, and it's a good point. So anyway, good for you, Ed Sheeran, and it's heartbreaking, I guess, for the family, but there's really no comparison there, I mean, between the songs. It is what it is. All right, let's go to the phones. Greg in Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hey, Greg, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about this young Marine. This young Marine was trained to protect the American people from enemies, foreign and domestic. And this was domestic. And this young man did what he was supposed to do. Protected those who could not protect themselves.
Yeah, Greg, that was my first take on it. And I think it's interesting that even if you listen to the governor of New York who's a radical leftist, even she seemed to say, all right, let's hold off here for just a minute. And of course, the mayor of New York City said, you know, this was a death. This was not a murder.
That's right. I just wonder, you know, if he was a trans Marine, would this be all up in arms?
Well, there you go. That's wow. All right, Greg, don't go down that road.
I'll shut up now.
No, it's a fair point. It is a fair point. All right, Greg, appreciate that call. And you know, it is interesting when you look at the facts, and that's the problem in this country, is that people are just not looking at the facts. They're not looking at reason. They're looking at a fake narrative. They're looking at feelings, and they're basing a lot of their decision-making on feelings. And it's really, really bad. So a lot of you are weighing in on this over on our social media page. Sharon says the Marine was merely trying to defend an innocent passenger. He should be applauded for trying to help the innocent. Susan says, amen. Let's see here. Ricky says, if AOC and Presley were forced to ride the subway by themselves for a day, do you think they would hope a Marine was around to protect them? You better believe they would. But again, I see where this Marine has done nothing wrong, and I would be willing to go out here on a limb and say this, that Marine has probably some remorse, feels bad because, again, a life was lost. I mean, that's just a human emotion right there. But the way it was described, you know, you have this Marine and he puts this guy in the chokehold. The guy goes unconscious. And to make sure that the guy was going to be able to breathe, they put him on his side. So it seems as though the Marine was doing everything humanly possible to try and defuse the situation. Kathy says that dude had over 40 arrests. Thank you, Good Samaritan, for getting that POS off our subways. All right. There you go. What would you have done in that situation? And do you think this Marine should face some sort of a criminal charge? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, a crazy story out of Houston, Texas. Have you heard about this? This is insane. So you've got a high school over there, and this high school, it's a war zone. So there was a big fight in the hallways, and that seems to be all the rage. So the kids start a fight. Other kids, you know, pile in, and they got the smartphones. They're posting it to TikTok and Snapchat and MySpace. Tumblr. Is that still a thing? I don't know. I just do Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I don't do those very well. So anyway, this assistant principal, she goes in, you know, that these poor teachers and administrators, they're in wars.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
...conditions, and so the assistant principal goes in, tries to break it up, and then the mob of students turns on her and starts beating the holy living daylights out of this assistant principal. We have the video. I will caution you, it is violent. And it is graphic, but you need to see what's happening in taxpayer-funded schools. And the children are literally screaming, everybody kick the hoe! Everybody kick the hoe! And they're not talking about a garden utensil. Not that kind of a hoe. So the poor teacher or the principal is on the ground. They're beating her, punching her, and everybody's filming it. And all these kids are cheering. The teacher was rushed to the hospital. She is going to be okay. She has head injuries, probably a concussion, I would say. It's a terrible situation. And now the teachers are speaking up, but they're so terrified of the kids, they don't want their names to be used. One teacher said, when you call for help to the front office, nobody ever shows up. We don't feel safe. Faculty don't feel safe. If the parents knew how unsafe the inside of the school is, they would be upset. The victim has to have a head scan. She was left unable to talk. So that is a head injury right there. I mean, they're describing a head injury. The school district says all students involved in the altercation will be subject to the full extent of disciplinary action available. Why aren't their butts in jail? You got the video, and here's a thought. Every person that was egging this on, every person that was videoing, every person that was punching and kicking, every single one of those animals should be thrown in jail, along with their parents, because clearly somebody did not teach these kids right from wrong, and they ought to be held accountable as well. Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. Lots of bitter tears over at Fox News Channel. The Los Angeles Times reporting new ratings numbers, and they're not good. Fox News Channel's primetime viewership in the first week without Tucker dropped nearly 30% from the previous week. That's terrible. Fox News averaged 1.4 million viewers for its primetime programming, third among the cable networks. That would be CNN and MSDNC. It averaged 2.58 million viewers, 2.058. The previous week, Fox News had none of the week's top 10 cable programs, only three in the top 20, two Hannity shows, and the first, very first edition of Fox News Tonight, which was Tucker's old show. There you go. What can I say, folks? It is what it is, but many of you are waking up and you're understanding what's going on at Fox News Channel. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good to have with us from the great state of Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs. And Congressman, I have to imagine you guys are bracing for the end of Title 42. What's the situation like there in Arizona?
Well, it's not good, and you're right. We're trying to brace up, but there's just not enough attention. We've got this wacky governor here who believes it's not a problem on the border. And the Biden administration has kind of minimized some of this, what's going to happen. But I have received reports from at least one of my border communities that they were told that there's going to be basically community release when this happens. And what community release is, Todd, it means that somebody comes across, they're going to immediately claim asylum, because when 42 is gone, everybody's going to claim asylum. They've already claimed it, but we used 42 to remove in certain circumstances. There'll be no immediate removal anymore. They're going to ask for asylum. They'll be immediately released. So they'll get the picture taken, very minimal background, and then away they go. And they're going to be happening right in the local communities across from California all the way down to the Rio Grande Valley in Texas.
So at least initially, this is going to impact. I mean, this is an invasion-sized force of people coming across that border. Is that what you guys are expecting? What about projections?
Well, right now, people who are being apprehended daily is about 8,000 a day across the border. We anticipate low end somewhere around 13,000, 14,000 a day, and that translates to over 400,000 a month. There'll be, you will not, you just don't see this type of thing happen anywhere else in the world, and certainly not in modern times. Even some of the most cataclysmic situations, you haven't seen the type of onslaught that we're going to see.
So we're talking almost doubling the numbers that typically come across. Congressman, from day one, from when Biden put his hand on that Bible, do you know the numbers of illegals that have crossed? We've been hearing upwards of, what, 5-6 million?
Yeah, so nobody knows the real number because because the number of apprehensions that have come across is around, well, up till now, now it's about 6.5 million, closer to seven, depending on who's calculating. But we also know that there's gotaways. So of known gotaways, that's about another 1.5 million. Unknown gotaways estimated to be perhaps 1 to 1. And so you're looking that you might have had 7, 8, 8.5 million people illegally cross our border since Joe Biden became the president of the United States.
So
imagine that.
So
imagine that.
This is mind-boggling. I'm doing the math right now. I mean, we're looking at, even with that 6 million number, if we've got 400,000 roughly coming across each month for the next year, that's going to push us over what, almost 11, 12 million illegals that have invaded and are now living in our country.
Yeah, and the left-stream media will say, if you use the term invasion, that's some kind of racist xenophobe, but it is an invasion. It's organized. It's advertised. The logistics arm is the United States government. People are being indentured into servitude here. Everything bad that can go on when you have an invasion is happening. Human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, violence along the border, violence in the northern Mexican states as different groups try to catalyze or get their control and harden it. It is everything you can imagine going on, and it's spreading throughout this country. I mean, you get people like Mayor Adams saying, oh, they're being overrun in New York. That is a city of, what, 8 million people or something like that. Imagine a city of 100,000 receiving five times as many people on a regular basis as New York's seeing. And imagine what goes on in their services, with their law enforcement, with their education system, with their hospital system, and who's paying for all of that stuff.
The drain on American taxpayers. You're talking about hospitals. You're talking about schools. This is just not sustainable, and it's just shocking to me that the Biden administration is allowing this to happen. This is truly going to make our country unstable.
Well, absolutely, and this is the thing. Although this is being done with Alejandro Mayorkas directing it, I mean. And it's, we cannot say that enough. Mayorkas should be held accountable to this. I mean, so Mayorkas's new plan. This is their plan. It's a ridiculous piece of. It's not going to work. Let's just be kind. When he says that they're going to do immediate turn back or immediate return, that's not going to happen, because by his own policies, which contradict that, all an individual has to say is I want asylum, because under our law and the way it's being interpreted by Mayorkas, at any point they could be on the bus as long as they're still on U.S. soil, and they're going to take them back if they say, I want asylum. Boom, turn around, that person's back in, and they're going to get an immediate release into the country. That's what's happening. And people, you've been aware of it. I've been talking about it for the entire time of Joe Biden, because he said the first month that he was in office, he set a record, and then he's set a series of records of illegal encounters on the border since then.
And of course, you know, that's what led to my departure at Fox, when they said, you know what, we're not going to renew your contract. The reason why is because I called what was happening at the southern border an illegal alien invasion. And the Hispanic Journalism Association led a protest, accused me of being a racist and xenophobe. Boom, I'm gone. So, you know, and now everybody's calling it an invasion, because that's exactly what it is, Congressman.
Yeah, Todd, you were right. You were mistreated. And I get this routinely from members of Congress on the left who refuse to this moment to admit that it's an invasion. They refuse to admit that it's a crisis. They refuse to admit there's anything going on. They figure if they bury their head in the sand far enough that they won't notice this. And this includes some of the people who represent border districts in Texas. I'm just telling you, it is as real as it gets. It is an invasion of illegal aliens. And, you know, when I use the term illegal aliens, there's a gasp from the Democrats, because they can't believe somebody would use the legal term of art to describe these people as what our statute calls illegal aliens. They're alien. They're foreign to this country. They're here illegally. Illegal aliens. And they're invading. That's just the way it is.
Congressman, real quick, on another issue that we've been paying very close attention to, we've been watching the debt ceiling. The vote was tremendous. And I think the only reason we had that sort of a vote is because of the House Freedom Caucus. My question now is, emergency meeting next week, Biden and his team say there will be no compromises, no negotiation. So what happens at that point? Will the Republicans hold their ground?
You know, I didn't even think we held our ground far enough on the last one, Todd. So I don't think they're going to hold the ground. What I'm hearing is that this administration is going to say, okay, well, we just need to at least give us a short-term debt increase. I have a feeling that what's going to happen is the Fed's going to just keep paying the bills and adding to the debt, contrary to the 14th Amendment and our statute. That's what I think is going to happen, but I mean, already there's talk of backing off from even what I consider to be fairly modest requirements in the last bill. There's already talk about Republicans walking off that a little bit in order to try to resolve something. But Biden is digging in, and Democrats are actually getting concerned about that themselves. So,
all right. Well, we're going to pay close attention to what happens next week. Congressman, appreciate your great insight on what's happening at the border. And we just, is it possible to stop this, or are they just going to allow the border to be
open? Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Overrun.
It would be, they're going to allow the borders to be overrun. Okay, let's just, it's possible to stop it, but the other side has no will or recognition. And it doesn't matter that, I mean, you just had the illegal alien guy arrested for killing multiple people. It doesn't matter how many of those incidents take place in this country. The Democrats and the left refuse to even acknowledge it as a crisis.
Wow. What a mess. All right. Well, Congressman, we will leave it there. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right. There you have it, folks. Wow. It's somewhat depressing, but this is where we are. Elections have consequences. It is what it is. And it's unfortunately very sad. Very sad. But unless Biden is going to intervene, you could have, and just doing the math here, folks, we've already got at least 6 million. All right, that's the low balling of the number. 6 million, you're looking at, what, 4.5, almost to 5 million people a year coming in once Title 42 is lifted. Folks, we could have 15 million illegals in this country living off of your hard-earned tax money. That's where all of this is going. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we've all heard the big news about Fox and Tucker Carlson. No surprise there. Newsmax wants to know if Tucker needs to be back on television. It's an easy, easy vote for you in the Newsmax poll. All you have to do is take out your smartphone and text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. If you text right now, you will instantly get the poll. I voted. You can, too. Let your voice be heard. Again, text the word SKIP to 39747 and join millions of Americans who are already making the switch to Newsmax. After Tucker, you have a great reason to watch Newsmax every night with Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Greta Van Susteren. Even President Trump is a big fan of the good people over at Newsmax. So one more time, stand up for Tucker. Text the word SKIP to 39747. Well, called the National Organization of Gals. I think Rush called them NAG, N-A-G. Yeah, they're up in, they got their, what did they call them? Pantaloons in a twist. They're bloomers in a bunch. So anyway, there's a big problem with the NFL, the National Football League. And I guess the women who are upset about this want it to be called the National Female League. So the NFL now facing investigations in two states controlled by Democrats. That would be California and New York. And Grace, this is pretty entertaining. They're accusing the NFL of having a hostile workplace.
Oh.
So anyway, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, you know, for the... I'm really bad with the with pronouncing names.
Uh-huh.
And so for the longest time, I was calling her Letitia.
Oh,
and it
no.
just... it yeah,
That's
that
just
was,
terrible, Todd, terrible. Of all the names to mispronounce.
I know. It is Letitia. And Rob Bonta.
Oh, that one I don't know.
Announced their joint investigation over employment discrimination in a hostile work environment. You know, there's been a lot of talk. We were talking a few days ago about this, where people are saying that the NFL is... racist, because who was that? I think it was one of the ESPN guys.
It was actually Kendrick Perkins said that about the NBA, but they're all in the same vein, professional sports.
No. This was NFL talking about white quarterbacks.
Oh yes, I remember that.
So my whole argument is there are 70% of the league is black,
yeah.
Right? So are they just wanting it to be 70% across the board?
Or, that's a good question.
Or do they just not want white guys to play in the NFL?
Might as well just be honest.
I'm just asking. I'm always of the opinion you have the best players on the team.
Yes, I want my team to be good.
Which is why men should identify as women in the WNBA. Then actually people would watch.
Todd.
Sorry.
Listen.
Did you see, what's her head, Brittany Griner on the red carpet?
Couldn't miss her. I was like, wait a minute, what happened?
Who's the guy backstage at America's Got Talent? What was that guy's name?
Wait.
Oh, geez, Alou. He's the...
Terry Crews?
No. It's the old guy. There was an older... I don't think he's on there now, but okay. He used to be the guy behind the scenes. He would always interview the contestants when they came off the stage at America's Got Talent.
Gotcha.
What is that guy's name?
It's going to drive you crazy.
All right, Google
it?
America's Got Talent.
I'm working on
he's
it. He's
married.
Talking.
He was married to somebody famous, and I cannot remember the guy's name.
Hmm.
This is bothering me now.
I'm looking at their. I mean, they've had Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. Does
identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Brittany Griner not look like Nick Cannon?
Oh, ouch. Yeah, kind of.
Right?
Much taller version, because isn't Nick Cannon pretty short?
I don't mean that, yeah, in a bad way, because Nick Cannon, he's a handsome guy. He was married to some hot chick.
He's got like
12 right?
children.
Yeah, so he's procreating.
Man, is
at
he?
A pretty rapid clip. But yeah, I'm like, which one is Brittany Griner? Because there's Brittany Griner, and then there's like... Mini-Me. I don't know who that was.
Yes, I think her name's Gabrielle.
Oh, is that the significant other?
I think so.
All right, we don't judge. I'm just asking. We're just asking.
She was dressed like a lady, and Brittany Griner was dressed like a man.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Some weird people at that Met Gala.
It was just not a very attractive. It was kind of like when Obama wore the tan suit. Oof. It's just not a good look.
There was like a, you know... Ever since Blake Lively left, it hasn't been the same.
No, that's true. Well, that's true. That's a good point. So anyway, all these women are now alleging that there's harassment in the workplace. And the NFL says they're going to cooperate. They don't believe that's the case. I find this hard to believe.
Make me a sandwich, woman. Well,
and you know
what
they're
doing?
You go make the sandwich.
Yeah, make coffee. You do that to me.
So there's, I do not.
I'm just kidding.
I do not, Grace
Baker.
I'm kidding. That's, take it
back. I offer. I say, would you like any coffee?
So anyway, a bunch of these gals complained to New York Times, and they're saying that they had to watch a video of Ray Rice, who was with the Baltimore Ravens, when he slapped the girlfriend in a hotel elevator, right? And they had to watch the video, and that's what they're complaining about. But the reason they had to watch the video is they were asked if they had ever experienced or knew of someone who had experienced domestic violence. So seems to me like that was not meant to be like, you know, something horrible. But I don't know. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, seems to me if you're a lady, you would want to work in the NFL. It seems to me that would be a fun place to work, right? You get free tickets. You get to meet the players. Pick up a husband. Jeez, Lou. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, Americans. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call into the program. Our telephone number, 844-747-8868. Again, that's 844-747-8868. We've got a lot going on today. In this hour, a judge ordering President Trump to keep his mouth shut. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Also, a judge threw out President Trump's lawsuit against the New York Slimes. The former president sued the newspaper, alleging an insidious plot to secure his tax records, which is true. But you know how these left-wing judges are. Trump had filed a $100 million lawsuit back in 2021, alleging that the Times and his niece, the black sheep of the Trump family, Mary Trump, had worked together on an insidious plot to secure his tax records for a story on his tax issues, which, by the way, turned out to be a fake news story that went on to win the Pulitzer Prize. Unbelievable. But anyway, that's where we are right now with Trump. I really like this idea. We shared this briefly with you. Word coming out that Tucker Carlson may be working with President Trump to hold some sort of a GOP presidential forum. Now, this would be a thumb in the eye of Fox News, because Fox News has already learned that Trump will not be participating in their debate. They're getting all the Republican candidates together in August. We don't know if Ron DeSantis is going to be a part of that gathering, because Ron DeSantis has yet to declare. So there we go. I think it's a great idea. Fox News has got to be sweating, because their ratings are in the toilet right now. And by toilet, I mean toilet, double flush toilet. It's that bad. I mean, it really is. Almost 30%. That's how far down the ratings are, according to the Los Angeles Times. We will be getting the latest numbers sometime this afternoon. So this would be the way the Nielsen numbers work. It's delayed a day. So later this afternoon, we will get yesterday's numbers, and that'll give us an indication of how Lawrence Jones is being received. I am curious if any of you folks have made the switch. Have you gone over to Newsmax? Have you been one of those people who said, I'm just done here, no more Fox News for me? Are you surprised that the audience is pretty much staying put? I mean, yeah, 30%'s gone, but they're still hauling in some pretty good numbers. Are you surprised by that? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Well, June is just around the bend, and you know what that is. It's summertime, and it's Pride Month.
It's also my birthday.
And it's also Grace Baker's birthday. Happy birthday, Grace.
Thank you.
So you only get one day to celebrate.
Yes.
You know, the BLT people, yeah, the alphabet activists, they get the whole month.
I know.
By the way, there are some activists that want like a full year of celebration of all things.
I feel like it's already
fabulous. All things fabulous.
It's already that way anyway, let's be honest. I mean, come on.
or less. I want to play some audio. This is an elementary school teacher sharing about Pride Week activities, cut number 5.
Getting ready to head out for the day, but before I do, I wanted to show everybody what we have for Pride Week. So our school's GSA, we have an annual Pride Week, and next week kicks off our Pride Week. So what we did last year, we are doing again this year, and we will be doing a coin war for donations towards the Trevor Project. And this year, kids get little prizes and things for donating. So last year, the biggest hit that everyone wanted were just regular old Pride flags. So they donate 50 cents and they get a Pride flag. We also have pronoun pins. So we have different pins that they can get for donating as well. If they donate up to $1, they can get a little bracelet. So we have 2 different types. We have Love is Love, and then we have ones that say Pride. So I think those will be really big hits. And then lastly, we have these awesome little Pride pins that they can get. I also want to show you our decorations. So we have a big old sign that says Coin War. And then we ordered for display, and I'm probably going to put it in my classroom, a Pride flag that says everyone is welcome here. And then we have a flag banner with a whole variety of different flags. And then, in addition to our stuff, our study halls are doing a door decorating contest. So they will decorate the outside of the doors, hopefully in theme with Pride Week. And so that was really fun last year because we got to walk up and down the hallways and all of our kids could see like all the different doors and felt supported and all of that stuff. And then we also have shirts that are coming that say y'all means all. I'm just super excited, and I know our kids are super excited. I'm hopeful. Last year it was really successful, so I think with all of these fun little like gifts and things, it'll even be better this year.
So your kid's not going to go to the ABCs, but at least your first grader will know how to put on a condom. So there you go. That's public school education for you right there, ladies and gentlemen. And I guarantee you that other teachers around the country are doing the exact same thing in their public school classrooms. By the way, they were playing that song. Is that the Lady Gaga song? The lady in the meat dress. All right. So Lady Gaga. And what is the name of it? That's sort of like the gay national anthem. Trump says it's YMCA. But is that like the gays? They love that song, Grace?
I just see it like broadcast as such. Yes,
they're born that way.
Yeah, I don't think Lady Gaga said this is the gay national anthem. I'm declaring it. Just people kind of use it as.
But people love Lady Gaga.
They do,
right? Oh, she's fabulous.
Yeah. Now she's. Yeah. Pretty sure she's not a lesbian or anything.
No. I don't. She's not Lebanese. I think she's Greek. No, nor is she Italian. No, she's Italian.
It's okay.
Oh, you mean lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh,
just kind of went over your head there.
That sort of lesbian.
Yes.
I'm just
asking a question. I don't know much about her.
I don't either. I just know she had
some personal connection, and that's why she wrote the song.
She was born that way.
Exactly.
So I'm curious about this. So the lyrics of that song, because it is sort of like the gay anthem. You know, when you're attending the family-friendly gay pride parade and you have that float come by with the overweight men stuffed into the buttless leather chaps. And they're, you know, throwing candy to the children, and they're blasting that over the PA system. Does that song really now reflect the entire LGBT movement? Because technically, the whole transgender part, the T part of that,
true,
says you're not born that way. You can actually be something other than what you were born.
Yeah, this song came out in 2011, so they might need to make some modifications.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking at the lyrics.
You may have been born that way. I mean... You may have not been born that way.
There's some interesting lyrics in here. I mean, my mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. Just put your paws up.
You can identify
as
a puppy or an ostrich.
Oh, gosh.
Most church people do identify as ostriches. They just put their heads in the sand and pray none of this is actually real.
Ooh, shots fired, Todd. I'm going to get some... mean phone calls for that.
I know. So there's a group called Gays Against Groomers, and they have more courage than many church pastors around the country. They're calling out the LGBT movement. And the reason why, and I have tried to explain this, and I know that many of you are, you know, I get it, but hear me out here on this. our Constitution allows you to live your life however you want to live your life. And a lot of these gays and lesbians, they just want to live their life and they want to be left alone. That's it. All right. So they get upset when the T's come around. And I think they don't like bees anyway. Is that the bisexuals? It's all very confusing. Maybe they should offer a class. So they don't like the T's. And Gays Against Groomers has, it's actually a group, a 501c4, and they are against the sexualization, indoctrination, and medicalization of children under the guise of LGBTQIA. So I can respect that. You may not approve of what they do, but you know what? That's not your business, and it's not my business. So anyway, the story is that all you people in North Carolina are in hot water. Turns out that Duke University, the medical schools at Duke, UNC, and ECU, which is Eastern Carolina University, they are now transitioning toddlers. Let me say this again. They're now transitioning toddlers and training future primary care doctors on how to engage in the experimental gender treatment. So this is how it works. And I'm not making this up, but if you have a 2-year-old little girl and she picks up a truck instead of a Barbie doll, the activist doctors would actually use that as evidence that that girl really is a boy.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
And the medical schools are now diagnosing toddlers who play with stereotypically opposite gender toys as having gender dysphoria, and now they are transitioning them. And this is happening at Duke, UNC, and ECU, the medical schools. It's really shocking. There is a graphic attached to this, and it's sponsored by UNC Health, ECU Health, and Duke Health. And they're saying that you can actually start at the age of 2 years old to begin the gender transition. Are you understanding this now? Are you understanding what's going on? Do you believe that the 2-year-old little boy has enough of a formed brain to decide that he wants to have his private parts removed so he can become a girl? I don't know what's happening in the state of North Carolina, but you guys need to get a handle on this. So anyway, they actually say that the age for starting the gender transition starts as young as 2 years old, then 3 years old, and then 4 years old. This is what a sex and gender revolution looks like. I wrote a book about this called Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Made a lot of people very upset on both the left and the right. I wish they had just read the book. I think they read the introduction and they got triggered and stopped reading. It's not a hateful book at all, but I believe that we have a jihad being waged against our culture right now. And that's what's happening with the sex and gender revolutionaries. I actually wrote in the book that the ultimate goal is to destroy the American family and to create a genderless society. And how else can you explain providing gender dysphoria treatment to a 2-year-old baby? How do you justify that? So anyway, we'll take your calls on this. Got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Do you believe that children as young as 2 years old can be transgender? This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, we've got a hater on the Facebook live stream, and I want to address this woman. Her name is Amy Elizabeth, and she's accusing me of grossly misrepresenting what Duke University does. She says, do your research before believing everything Todd says. Learn what the words mean. Well, Amy, dear, let's have a conversation, shall we? I want to address your concerns that you wrote, and I appreciate you taking the time to write down your thoughts so that all of us can see them, so they are not misconstrued. But I do want to address what you said. I completely agree with you, Amy. I believe that people should do their own research, and I believe that people should investigate and take a look at exactly what UNC and Duke and ECU are up to. I did, and that's why we're talking about it. As a matter of fact, I want to direct your attention to Education First North Carolina. The headline, transgender toddlers treated at Duke, UNC, and ECU. So, Amy, feel free to just interject any time if you'd like to and apologize for accusing me of doing something I did not do. We don't speak out the wazoo here, Amy. And if you have a problem with that medical terminology, I'll be happy to help you out later. Duke University opened its gender clinic in 2015 to offer a wide variety of services under one roof. The clinic treats children as young as two for gender dysphoria. So again, the idea that a little child, a little girl playing with a truck somehow is trying to cry out that she really wants to be a boy is ludicrous. Let's continue, though. Looking at what's happening at one of the other places here, I'm scrolling down where I lost my place. Bear with me for just a moment. Parents are assured on UNC's website that a team of psychiatrists, family doctors, and surgeons will collaborate to affirm their child's identity. How eager is UNC Health to affirm gender, i.e. chemically sterilize and castrate? So eager that its medical school residents offer cross-sex hormones for free every third Wednesday. Oh, and you're ready for this one, ladies and gentlemen. Eastern Carolina University's Medical Center, ECU Health, jumped on the bandwagon and opened its own Pride Clinic, seeing children of all ages. I want to read to you a quote from the East Carolinian, which is the campus newspaper, Dr. Colby Dendy.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
Quote, the literature tells us that kids can start around age 4 having their gender identity. So we do not want to exclude anybody within the pediatrics realm. A big part of our goal is to provide affirming primary care to everybody in the LGBTQ+ spectrum. So there you go. Those are the facts, and there are plenty of other stories out there. So I'm not misleading anybody, Amy. We're providing facts. And again, do yourself a favor. Google, educate yourself. It's very simple. We do it all the time on this radio program. And again, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this topic, but it is a disturbing thing that's happening in our culture right now, that they're coming after the children. As the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus, they sang, what is it, a year and a half ago, they're coming for your children, America.
We're coming for your children.
It is what it is. They're coming for your children. And we've tried to tell you, and I know many of you have pulled your kids out of the public schools. You got them into a private school. You got them into a public school to try to keep them away from all this nonsense. Because it's not about affirming who a child is. It's about shoving an agenda down that child's throat and then sowing seeds of confusion. Now imagine you're showing up at, I don't know, preschool. And how old do you have to be at preschool? Is it 3, 4 years old? I don't know. Let's just say 4 years old. You show up and the teacher, you got a little boy there. And the teacher says, you know, Billy, I saw that you love to draw with the pink crayon. So why don't you try this dress on? little Billy and see how that feels. How about some high heels? You don't need to be wearing a sensible shoe, Billy. I mean, is that what's going on? Is that what you want? Holy smokes. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Talk about grossly exaggerating. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. A few days ago, I told you of the story happening at the University of Oklahoma where they spent some $18,000, maybe more, on bringing a drag queen to campus. Now, I don't know too much about drag queens, but I have to imagine they could have gotten somebody a little bit cheaper. I mean, here in Memphis, we have something called the Pink Pony. I mean, you could go down there and, I don't know, a couple of $100, get a drag queen. But why in the world are we spending taxpayer money for a university to host a drag show? Well, one of the individuals calling out the president of the University of Oklahoma is a state representative named Justin Humphrey, and he joins us today on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Mr. Humphrey, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, I'm doing great. You can just call me JJ.
Well, all right. I'm curious to know, what was your initial reaction when you found out what they were doing down at the University of Oklahoma?
Well, you know, this is just a series of patterns like this that I've called them out on. So it's been the biggest shocker so far. We caught them forcing their student athletes to march in unity marches. We caught them forcing student athletes to wear patches that were pushing an agenda, and you can't do that. That's illegal. So, I mean, we just an ongoing, whether it's censorship, but this has been the biggest shocker that the school would, and this has been going on 4 years, called Crimsons and Queen. OU is now known, not just nationally, we're internationally known for having one of the best drag queen shows. We're the biggest drag queen show in Oklahoma. Now, that's what I wanted OU to be number one in. How about we get back to playing football and some academics and skip the drag queen show, you know? So we're pushing perversion, woke agenda. And again, they need to do that on their own dime.
You see, that I'm with you on that. I mean, if you're a grown man and you want to put on stiletto heels and frilly underpants, have at it. It's America. It's a free country. But
yeah,
I don't
have the legs for it, you know. But
wow, this conversation is going down here quickly.
Exactly.
But I have to imagine, when you exposed all of this, what was the reaction from your constituents? Were they just as shocked and outraged?
I've gotten great approval from all over, not just my district, not just from our state. The OU alumni has been really positive. Now, the LGBTQ+ community, I like to call them the alphabet mafia. The old mafia has been pretty mad at me, and I've actually got threats on me and all kinds of stuff. But we're not going to worry about that, because it's time that people stand up and say perversion is perversion. And here's the interesting part, was that about the same day this is happening, they have a Christian group having an event called Fill Up the Stadium. Now, to my knowledge and what I've been trying to find out, is this Christian group had to rent the stadium, they had to pay for their own security, and they had to pay for their own entertainment. And here's the deal. I think that's the way it should be. The college shouldn't pay for either one of them. But why is the Christian organization having to pay for everything while the college funds it? Now, the college says, hey, we weren't using state funds because we used student fees. Well, student fees ought to be used to pay for, you know, student activities like tuition. Hey, how about lowering your high price tuition where people can pay? Let's use some scholarships, or let's fund some cancer research, something that is of significance. It shouldn't be going to events like this that are perverted and woke agenda. But again, why is one paying. And if they use their facilities, if they use utilities, if they use security, guess what? That's all state funds. And if they paid for that, then they are using state funds. So I don't buy that line of BS any day.
You know, I'm glad you pointed that out, because that was not even grade A fertilizer they were spewing. You know, state money was taxpayer money was being used.
Absolutely. They're using the college campus. They're using the buildings, the facilities, all of that paid for. They're putting this out as an event, an arts event. There's no art to it. That's not anything to do with an art event. This is a social agenda. It's pushed as a social agenda. And this is a school using our state funds, our state and federal funds, to push their agenda. And they're getting caught at it. I busted them on it, like I say, 4 to 5 times. We had another event where they're trying to use. We're giving them money, and they're taking the money that they could have used for what we're giving, and they're putting it over to have transgender. They want to build a unit to have transgender surgeries, which we got that semi-stopped, I think. But again, that's the woke, wokeness of this. And again, it's not, you know, we're picking on OU. I think this is a nationwide crisis. I think every school, but OU in Oklahoma is that school that everybody wants to follow. So my thing is, this is what we see as our college in the state, representing our state, and hey, I'm going to go after them every time that they do something like this. And the president ought to be fired. And again, we're the Board of Regents. That's what they're there for, is to set the tone of what the school is. Where is the sleepy Board of Regents? And why is this president pushing a drag queen event, perversion? And it's time that that president go. And it's time we call out those Board of Regents and say, if you can't do a better job, you need to go with it.
Now, in Tennessee, and I live in Tennessee, this is my home state, and our state lawmaker, our legislature, has control over the purse strings at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. And when they started having sex weeks and do all kinds of stuff that would make a Methodist blush, they pulled the money, and they made some significant threats to that university. And something really shocking happened, Mr. Representative, J.J., they actually stopped the perversion. So I'm wondering, do you guys have the same power of the purse strings?
Oh, you know, again, we do, and there's no question. We called that out last year. They actually voted withhold some money from them until they changed, and they did change on that that transgender unit, you know, and they backed off of that. But here's what they do. They just go over across the street and donate and have money going to that. So what I call for, everybody voted for that bill. I voted no. I got a lot of heat on why I voted no. I said, we need to cut their funding. Until we cut their funding and actually make them come to the table and say enough, they're never going to change. And this is a great example of just more of the same. And until we do what you're talking about and actually stand up, but here's the deal, that comes with, you know, some heat. And again, me calling for the president, I have had much, I would say 90% has been favorable. I have gotten more thank yous all over the nation, not just our state, from our district, from the state, from Texas is where the majority, Arkansas. But at the end of the day, I have caught some heat from the LGBTQ plus. And then if you're a person who, has ties to the university, you're going to catch some heat. I've caught some heat from them. But, again, we're not up here. If you can't stand the heat, get out the kitchen, you know. So my thing is, you're up here to do a job. And, again, if you see wrong and you see this kind of stuff that's affecting not only our kids but kids all over the United States, affecting our country and affecting our economy and our world standing and affecting our, you know, every aspect, military. It is time that the quiet majority can't stay quiet. We've got to get up and take our government back. We the people are the government, and we got to take it back.
That's it. And, I mean, look, just need to tell them, folks, this is impacting our recruiting efforts for the football program. That ought to fix things lickety-split.
Well, you know, again, you would think that a school known for you know, great football would not want to be known for wokeness and perversion and drag queen. But apparently, you know, we got, according to the record, we got a much, much better record in drag queen than we do in football, you know. So we're number, it sounds like we're number one in drag queen at OU.
Well,
so they are number one in something.
Go Sooners. All right.
Go Sooners. Boom the Sooner.
All right. State Representative J.J. Humphrey, I like the way you think, sir.
I enjoyed talking to you. Call me back.
All right. Will do.
Have a good day.
All right. You too. I like him. You know, could you imagine if our southern state houses, we'll claim Oklahoma as a southern state. Could you imagine what we could get through there? That's brilliant. I wonder, you know, again, I'm wondering if the average Oklahoman knows what's been happening at their university. There are literally more Baptists in Oklahoma than there are tornadoes. I mean, there is a boatload. Even the Methodists are Baptist in Oklahoma. I mean, there are that many folks. All right, let's go to the phones. We have some folks hanging on for a while. Beth in Georgia wants to weigh in on this story we told you about from Duke and UNC. Hi, Beth. Thanks for holding on.
Yes. I want to tell you that these children, the way they're born, male or female, is in God's plan. He is the one that lets them be born like this. And God says if you offend one of these little ones, you also offend me. And I fear for the United States, we might be like Sodom and Gomorrah. God may have us destroyed by destroying these little children like they're doing.
Well,
thank you.
Beth, thank you for that stark warning. And, I mean, all you have to do, you don't even have to go all the way back to Sodom and Gomorrah. Just look at what the good people of Rome were doing back in the day. Look at what the Greeks were up to. We're gonna owe them an apology by the time it's all said and done. Let's go to Alan in Georgia, WTUN, our great station there. Hi, Alan. What's on your mind?
Well, Clyde, when I think about how the entire woke community, and that means the trans people, the gay people, the just the hippies and everybody, embrace everything the squad does, in particular the Muslim, the Islamic faith that some of them practice, it's kind of confusing that they don't understand that they're embracing a religion that would stone them to death, persecute and kill them in the countries where these folks come from. And it makes you realize that this isn't about anything other than all white men, Christian religion is the enemy, and anything else is okay, no matter what. Even if it's people who would kill you, they're still going to embrace them before they'll accept anything from the old American traditional Judeo-Christian religion. And I guess because white men were in power here in this country, they're going to have to be the enemy now.
Well, and they are the enemy, Alan, and I appreciate that call. And it's, I mean, very few shows are willing to talk about these issues, but we have to know about it so you can be prepared. You know where the culture is going here. And there are warning signs all over the place, and we just talk about these issues and bring them to you. I know it triggers a lot of people, but, you know, they'll get over it. By the way, Grace, for years now we've been saying that the folks at Fox and people over at Fox assigned to listen to this radio program.
Yes.
In the years since I left Fox, we were talking at the very beginning of the show about the blood-curdling scream coming from the trans dude gal.
Yes.
Ish. That is now their lead story.
Huh.
If you go to foxnews.com, it's their lead story. I guess it took them about an hour and a half to write that.
Yeah, they're a little short-staffed nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. Well said. Well played. All right. As we go to break, it's a reminder, in case you missed that first hour of the program, this is the blood-curdling scream delivered at a San Francisco City Council meeting from a transgender activist. Take a listen.
I hate a lot of people on this board. For the reasons that led up to Banco Brown.
That's not a good way to start things, right?
So often I prepare something, maybe it's a little historical, you know, maybe a little poetic, whatever.
It's really not poetic.
There's a lot of performative people on this board who will say one thing in support of black people, homeless people, trans people.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.
And then immediately stab you in the face, being racist, transphobic, anti-homeless. So I don't have any words prepared today. I just want you to feel our pain. I don't know if you can at this point based off your policy choices, but I have to pretend you have some form of empathy left. So I am going to spend the next minute screaming, because that is what is going on in here. That is what the trans genocide in this country, in this city, has brought me to.
Your time has expired.
Hold D.A. Jenkins accountable. Hold him a
man.
D.A. Jenkins accountable.
Cowards.
Hush up, boy.
Wow. Folks, these people are mentally ill. They need to be in a hospital being treated. You know, it's interesting, though, here, folks. I now believe that blood-curdling scream gal has now surpassed Meghan Markle as the most bizarre woman in America. I truly believe that has just happened. I think that's what we have just seen here. So anyway, my condolences to the wackadoodles on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors here. I don't think anybody deserved to be exposed to that. I hope they had like a sneeze guard, because, I mean, that's a lot of spittle that's being projected, and you don't want any projectile stuff. I mean, if she had a kale salad or something before she came in, you know, that was going airborne. Nobody wants to be exposed to that. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have Grace Baker back in Memphis for the weekend. Grace, you're going down to the Beale Street Music Festival.
Ooh, no, I'm not, but I have friends who are. I believe producer Dylan is.
We have, what, Earth, Wind, and Fire? Are they going to be down there? So we get Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Nashville's bracing for Taylor Swift.
Woo!
So,
if you live in that area, just don't go out for the next 4 days, because traffic's going to be absolutely insane.
Insane. Just insane. So it'll be fun. It's been on hiatus from downtown. So it's right there on the river, which makes that's really a cool musical venue.
Yeah, it's a good venue. And you cannot beat the view of the river, though, downtown. But the thing is, with all the construction, I just don't know what it's going to look like this year.
All right, I'm going to try to get down there.
You should.
Tomorrow it starts, right?
September.
It's going to be fun. Do you remember?
There you go.
All right, folks, been a lot of fun. Great to have Grace Baker back in the 901. Dylan on the board. Folks, we will see you tomorrow. In the meantime, be sure to check out ToddStearns.com for all the latest breaking news. Be good, America.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year by going to LifeLock.com/Salem.